Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We have a special guest in the studio today, Carly Rae Jepsen, AB's dog. Later on in the show, we're actually going to have a dog communicator, guys, on the show, which, if you're probably thinking, is there people that can talk to dogs? Yes, there are people that can talk and communicate to dogs. So yesterday, AB, she had had a conversation with Carly Rae, but like through meditation.
Yeah.
Did Carly Rae react or do anything weird during the meditation?
My parents were convinced she was acting weird. Like, she was kind of whining a lot.
Really?
But I feel like that's normal because she's always being annoying and like whining.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
We get a lot of text messages about this, and there's a part of me that's understandably so. AB is not a dog person. I'm going to say this cautiously.
You say it quietly. Carly Rae is listening.
Yeah.
She's not a big fan of the family dog.
Yeah.
They don't like each other.
No.
Or AB doesn't like her. We don't know what AB or Carly Rae thinks of.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see if it's mutual.
Yes.
I'm nervous for this.
She's sitting right next to you. She doesn't seem to bother you.
She does. In the studio, she only wants to sit next to AB.
So it's that is
like,
true.
Carly Rae like seems like she loves AB, right. But AB does not like her.
Yeah. I saw AB in the parking garage.
It's like
this
Kevin's
morning.
Marriage. I'm just playing with you.
No, that's very, very
true. I just felt like that was a fitting joke.
Yeah. I saw AB in the parking garage this morning, and she made Carly sit in the back seat, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She gets hair all over. She's not sitting in the front.
Sitting in shotgun.
No.
So this will be really interesting, but so many people will give you the information to the dog communicator, but it's going to go down like around 7:45, 7:40 this morning, where the dog communicator will update us about the meditation, and then they'll get to, like, I guess Zoom in together. We're going to do a Zoom where like Carly Rae will just hop on a Zoom call.
Yep.
You know it's bad when your dog's even on Zooms now. Like, oh, the dog's got a Zoom meeting.
What is 2024?
Right. What is 2024?
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A goat named Joshua joined a half marathon in Canada. He was in a pumpkin patch, which is pretty cute, and people saw him running by, and he joined the marathon, and his owners caught up to him with a quarter mile left, but walked him the rest of the way, and then the organizers gave him a medal at the end.
Good for him.
I know. Stop it.
Wow. Way to hit the cup.
Like,
I would never run a half a marathon, and this goat just being the goat of goats.
Literally.
Joshua, look at him.
I love him.
The fact his name is Joshua makes this 10 times better. Joshua,
although I would be kind of like pissed. You know, you trained your whole life. You're just working for this half marathon.
The goat beats you.
Goat just trying to die. Like, kicking your ass.
He's like light
man.
Work.
Yeah, right. Light work, yeah. This good news to put a smile on your face all brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
It's time for the City SC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect you to City SC, so we bring on the voice of City SC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with City SC. Joey, what's your big three?
One.
Number one, City victorious in the barbecue. St. Louis City SC grilled up Sporting Kansas, final score of 3-1. Cedric Teuchert, Rasmus Alm, and Edward Leuven all scored for St. Louis City. Leuven put an exclamation point on the festivities with a goal that sounded like this on the Odyssey app, the Apple TV home radio feed, and Y98.
Klaus goes for the take. Now Thorisson expertly prods one across the timeline. Here comes Teuchert. Upper angle of the KC18. Seti swinging. Top of the 18. Seti down. The grill master, Edward Leuven, puts a fork stick in the back of the barbecue. 3-1 City. 75th minute at City Park.
Number two, Cedric Teuchert. Teuchert earned MLS Team of the Match Day honors with his best game in a City uniform. He picked up a goal plus two assists against Sporting Kansas. Teuchert has 7 goals in his first 11 games with City. Number three, City closes the home schedule Saturday, 7:30 versus the Houston Dynamo. Fans, head to this Saturday's City Block Party early in the afternoon. The first 500 people can get a free City Block Party t-shirt. Find the City SC street team, to get yours. And make sure you catch all the action on the Apple TV home radio feed and your home for City Soccer, the Odyssey app, NY98. This has been the STL City SC Big 3 with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big 3 with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend? You.
All right, if you're looking for something to do this weekend besides joining us at our City 2 game on Sunday, we bring in Luke Farrell from STL Bucklist. Hits us with three things. Man, this weather is supposed to be gorgeous this weekend, Luke, so I'm sure you got some fun stuff.
Yeah.
STL Bucklist is so connected to all things St. Louis, and so we bring in the CEO, the president of St. Louis, and that's Luke. What's going on in the STL this weekend, Luke?
You know, October, it's my favorite time of the year. It's officially spooky season, so I wanted to kick it off with something spooky happening at the Boom Boom Room on Washington Avenue, which is the largest burlesque club in the entire Midwest.
Wow,
they are
cool.
Launching their Halloween show called Boo-lesque. Guys, this is very classy. It's a perfect date night, but it's especially great for the girls. Go out there for a bachelorette party.
That
bring a big group of girls. They have a
so
brunch
fun.
Show too, brunch and burlesque.
People who have like gone, I don't know if that's right for me, and then they go to one like, oh my God, that is so much fun. It's like fun times 10.
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast.
It's amazing. And then happening in the Grove Fest this weekend is going to be going on tomorrow from 3 to 11 p.m. They have a ton of local vendors, performers all down Manchester Avenue in the Grove. But what's really cool is they got BJ the Chicago Kid headlining coming in from Chicago. So it's going to be a pretty cool street performance, and it's free. Go out there and enjoy it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Love that.
And then last but not least, I always got to shout out the dogs, guys. There's another dog event coming on here.
Yes.
This is for the dogs. Paw Fest is happening tomorrow at St. Louis Community College from 11 to 4 p.m. Perfect for the whole family. They have food trucks, a bounce house, pet rescue vendors, and it's hosted by Four Paws for Rescue. It's going to be a good time.
Awesome. It's always a good time of the year to get the dogs out because the summertime events are a little too hot at times, but the weather is just right when you bring the dogs out.
So. And you could do those events with your like your best friend. Let's be honest, Bear's your best friend, right?
I was going to say, Bear's going to be in attendance, and I don't know who he counts as.
And your best friend. It's a really cool event. So if you're looking to do any of those events, some really cool stuff now that October has kicked off and it's everyone's favorite month of the year. A lot of cool stuff happening in the Lou. Well, you could just DM any questions on the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. We always repost those events for you every single weekend on our Instagram, or just follow STL Bucket List on IG. That's Luke Farrell. Yeah,
appreciate it, guys.
What you gonna do? In the loop this weekend, you gonna do. In the loop this weekend, you.
Getting to know City.
Our city, our spirit.
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly.
Hello.
Hey, Brock, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, family. How you feeling?
Good. So we got Brock Seals hanging out with us on the Brett Mega Show. You're going to be performing at the City Block Party. It's one of the last ones of the year. Tell us a little bit about the vibe that we can expect out there on Saturday.
Oh, man, it's going to be so lit. I say it's definitely the time to come out. If you've never been down to the new stadium, this is the perfect time, the St. Louis City Block Party. I'm going live myself, DJ Nico, and Nando STL.
What I think is interesting about you, Brock, is you're not only just like a singer, but you also do some painting and design. So you're like kind of like a multifaceted artist, huh?
Absolutely, man. You've probably seen some murals I done around the city, painting shoes, and I'm also, you know, like you say, on the mic rapping.
Are you going to be just rapping, or are we going to be rapping and painting at the same time? What are we going to be doing out there,
right,
man?
There.
I don't know if I want to spill the beans, but I mean, it's something you definitely don't want to miss out, so you should be there.
And this is the last one. Are you feeling pressure to bring it, or you think you got this?
Oh, there's no pressure at all. They say the best for last, so we're going to go out with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Saturday, last City Block Party for City SC. It's one of the best venues in all of sports. Somewhere to have some of the best weather, and Brock Seal is going to be out there rapping. And like you said, it's going to be a huge, huge show. So, Brock, thanks so much for coming on the show, and we can't wait for you to bring it on Saturday.
Yes, sir. I'll see you out there.
All right, see you later. Bye later, Brock.
All for City, the home of City SC. Is Y98.
The polls are open.
Wow, they're real open.
You might want to close them up. Yeah, yeah.
Polls are open.
It's
people.
Friday. It's a great day. It's got great weather. It wants to be open.
All right, the poll of the day. If you haven't seen it, go to our Instagram page, The Brett Maga Show, for two reasons. One, it's going to make you hungry, and it's all the food that's at City Park. Mm. And we did a food tour. And if it just shows you the environment that our super awesome City SC has, and City Park, and everything that like it brings, because it's a unique experience, especially when it comes to food. It's all like local places. So just, I think, really, really highlights our community. The other thing is it took like AB 15 hours to make.
Yep.
So like,
show our girls some support.
I had someone actually DM me and said, heard of this, took you 15 hours to make. It's awesome. I was like, aww. Thank you.
Yeah. So DM AB or write on it, comment. If you could just comment like, great job, AB. Why did you spend 15 hours on this, AB? Or... wow, 15 hours. Those are some comments that we would love to see on our Instagram right now. But if you go and see it, it just does make you hungry. And it made me think, if you were to go to City Park, you're going to go to any game, what's your number one food option?
Okay, well, at City Park specifically? Yeah. Or like any sporting event?
I don't, give me, you have two different answers?
Yes. Okay. So for City Park specifically, I'm doing that mayo ketchup and
pinata. Yeah, that place is awesome.
So good. And if you know me at all, you know I'm the world's pickiest eater and I never try anything new. So I was nervous to try this empanada and I'm so glad I did because it was 12 out of 10.
It's so good. They have like a local place too. I always go there. There's a park right across the street. It's so cool. Yeah.
And then for in general, like if I'm at any ballpark or anything, I'm choosing a pretzel.
Really? A pretzel?
Pretzel, no cheese.
My wife, Sarah's a big fan of the pretzel. Really? I'm a nacho guy. Give me the nachos. And, you know.
Too messy.
Nah, I know it's messy, but it's the best. I mean, there's something about ballpark or sports parks or whatever. Those nachos, they're just better. It's better to eat it during the game.
My wife loves like the chips and cheese old school nacho. I think it reminds her of like just watching Little League Baseball. So she always orders it. So that's our number one. For me, it's a hot dog. Mm-hmm. And then again, and then City SC though, I do the empanadas from mayo ketchup. It's like one of my favorite local restaurants.
I think mayo ketchup, I love hot dogs, but I like don't really like them at sporting events.
Really? I think they taste different.
No, I only like Quick Trip hot dogs.
Really?
And I even like them in the backyard.
Really? I don't need
Your hot dog standards like, have been rising.
Roller foods freak me out. You know, I'm like weird.
Mm. I didn't know that about you.
I don't eat nothing roller foods. No, I don't trust that stuff. No.
Who hurt you?
Roller foods. It just sits out there for like hours, just rolling around at the gas station.
Like, wait a second. You love ruler foods. Oh, it's roller foods.
No, those roller foods. You know who's obsessed with them is Mark Cuban. The guy's a billionaire. And when I lived in Dallas, there was a 7-Eleven across the street. And we worked in the same building as him, actually, the Enterprise Center. We would see him at 7-Eleven on a regular basis getting a hot dog.
Wow.
And walking across the street, be like, Mark, he'd be like, oh yeah, just getting myself a roller hot dog.
Big gulp.
And then now he's vegan or something, but he used to do it all the time.
Probably because of all the 7-Eleven hot dogs.
I think it's at a game though. Man, we went into a whole like deep dive of food, guys.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Reggie.
Yes.
All right, are you ready to play Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I'm ready.
All right.
You got a helper back there?
Yeah. Who you got helping you, Reggie?
My kids have been calling for like months trying to get in for me to play.
Love it. So don't disappoint them, Reggie.
I need Kevin to help me, though.
All right.
Oh, I appreciate that, Reggie. Thanks.
Multiple superhero questions in today's.
Oh, great.
So if you need to phone a friend, I'm available.
You know who to help. Hannah, get on out of here. All right, Reggie and his kid helpers and Kevin, all versus Hannah today. Hannah's going to leave the room. She can't hear the questions. A tie does go towards Hannah. So you four got to bring it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right. The Joker movie comes out today. It's a villain for what superhero?
Batman.
Boom. You didn't even need Kevin for it. In Heath Ledger's Joker, what is the Joker saying that he was famous for?
I think Kevin needs to meet.
All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Why so serious?
Wow, and he delivered it. Like, that was really well done. Really good. That's correct, Reggie. Can you deliver it the same way?
Why so serious?
Respect. Hey. All right.
Nice job.
The artist on top of the cover Time 100 Next List. Who's like the next big thing in music?
You guys asked me.
Reggie, where are the kids at? What are their favorite artists right now?
What's your favorite artist? Now they're getting shy.
That's okay.
Olivia Rodrigo?
All right. Good answer. Not correct. No. Amy's laughing because they're kind of like rivals.
They dated right. the same person.
They dated yeah. the same person. It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh.
Reggie's like, dang it, yeah, I did know that. I love that Reggie's like, oh, I know Sabrina Carpenter. I love that. What is the name of Selena Gomez's beauty line?
What is it? Rare Beauty.
Yeah! The kid's in the back looking at it as a team. And then finish the sentence. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Maybelline.
Boom! Hey, 4 out of 5 for Reggie, Kevin, and the crew.
Great.
All right, let's bring Hannah back in and see how we do, all right?
We're going to beat Hannah.
Love it!
Hannah's homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room in Hannah's homeschool, facing off against a whole squad.
A whole army.
Yeah, it's Reggie, Reggie's kids, and Kevin. And all of them answered a question, actually.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Hannah. And they did really well. Reggie, tell her how many you guys got right.
4 out of 5.
Four out of five.
Okay.
They are not playing around. Not only do they work together as a team, but they acted out certain questions, too. They really brought it.
Okay.
So I expect the same energy from you, Hannah. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions I just asked Reggie, his kids, and Kevin while they were listening. While Hannah was outside the room, she could not hear the questions. And I'm going to give Hannah the same questions. Tie goes towards Hannah. The Joker movie came out today. Joker is a villain to what superhero?
Batman.
Boom. Look at you with the superhero on the board.
And they live in Gotham.
All right. Well, I do have another follow-up to Batman and the Joker. And Heath Ledger's Joker. What is the Joker saying that he was famous for? And I would like it delivered, acted out the same way Reggie and Kevin did.
Oh, hey, I thought she was yawning. That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think you're going to
give yourself I'm going to give you a half a point for that.
Yeah.
You're in the game for that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Kevin, do you want to deliver it again?
Why so serious?
That was basically what I did.
Which is kind of like what you did.
I did the end part.
Oh, man. That is too good.
All right. But you can't miss from here
on
out.
Again?
No. Never replicated.
The artist that is on the cover of the Time 100 Next List.
Sabrina
Carpenter. That is correct. What is the name of Selena Gomez's beauty line?
Rare Beauty.
All right. So you need this for the win. You got 3.5. Reggie and the squad at 4. So it all comes down to this final question.
3.5.
I mean, your act you gave you a half a point.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We almost gave you 3/4, actually. Finish this sentence. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Maybelline!
Oh. Congratulations, Hannah. 4.5 to 4, Reggie. She does get the win. And you and your team were amazing.
Okay, now I gotta say it, though, right?
Yep. Go ahead, Reggie. And the team, the whole car.
Okay, this is Reggie, Kevin, Ian, Hayden, and we got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's throw 2 minutes on the clock because we know your life is busy and you're like, okay, give me 2 minutes and tell me everything that's happened in the world. We got you. Clock is officially running. Hannah will either tell me keep it or moving or tell me more based off just the headline like a chicken Big Mac.
A chicken Big Mac? I'm here for it.
It's hitting McDonald's nationwide. They're officially going to be selling a chicken Big Mac where it says 2 chicken patties and all the Big Mac stuff, you know, special sauce, sesame seed, bunny, lettuce, all that kind of good stuff.
You guys know.
You're a chicken girl.
I go buck wild for that Big Mac sauce because it's basically just Thousand Island.
Yeah. There you go.
So I will definitely be trying that.
1 minute phone strategy for classrooms.
Keep it moving.
Okay.
It's not enough time.
No.
That's for kids like who are constantly checking their phone and there's the war on the phone in the classrooms. Teachers are now just giving them 1 minute of looking at your phone and then back to
Nothing's
refocusing.
Nothing's going to help.
And they said it's been helping, actually.
No.
All right. Poop scooper or poop copter.
Oh, okay. Poop scoop it oop.
A poop copter in Minnesota. It's a man who invented a drone for picking up dog poop.
Oh, wow.
He calls it a poop copter, so you don't have to go walking around your yard. You just send the drone out, and it goes down, picks up the poop, and then, like, carries it to the garbage for you. It's in the prototype stage, but you no longer have to walk around and pick up your dog poop.
I cannot believe we live in a world where that happens. If I start seeing a robot coming down to pick up my neighbor's poop, I'm probably going to move.
Good luck, robot, because sometimes that poop is messy.
Carly Rae Jepsen, AB's dog, is in the studio.
Yeah.
We're going to get
Stop.
You a...
Stop! I don't want to think about Carly Rae's poop right now.
We're
going to
get you a poop counter, girl. And AB's like, thank God, I'm never going to have to pick this. Right. Actually, AB probably does not pick
I
up the family.
I don't pick it up,
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say, you probably do not pick up
I
the family.
That, Carly, I hope you don't have an accident in the studio.
Your
because
dad is the drone.
Yeah.
3-year glitch in marriage.
What does that mean?
Researchers found that relationship stress reaches a peak in the third year, where minor irritations, weight gain, snoring may blossom to larger problems, bigger complaints, and so it's about the 3-year mark where your marriage gets a little bit tougher.
I believe that.
Timer's going off. You do believe that?
Yeah. I feel like in any relationship, like friendships even, like when you're 3 years in, you're like really committed.
This is the breaking point.
Uh-huh.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. When blowing out birthday candles, 1 in every 4 women say they wish for... Hannah just had a birthday. What'd you wish for, Hannah?
I wish for my family's health to be good.
All right.
So I would say that my answer is health related, whether it's for yourself or for other people. You just want everybody to be healthy.
All right. I feel like you're grabbing a lot of people, but I'll count it.
Thank you.
Kevin?
Okay. 1 in every 4. It's only 25%. I'm going to say... Great hair.
Great hair. Okay.
Gotta have those locks looking fleek.
I feel like it's really generic, so I just have to say, like, happiness.
All right. When blowing out birthday candles, 1 in every 4 women say they wish for what is it? It's something with time. Time related. And I feel like I just gave a big hint there. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Give the answer to the Megamind question of the day. When blowing out birthday candles, 1 in every 4 women say they wish for this. Hannah, who just had a birthday, blew out some birthday candles. What are people wishing for?
Great guesses coming in on the text line. Victoria said that women wish to be 1 year younger. So that they don't want to be turning another year
well
older.
Well played, well played.
Teacher Suzanne said that women wish they had more time to spend with their kids. Heather says something a little bit different. She says that women wish they had more time to spend with their significant others.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They 1 in 4 women say they wish they had more time to spend with their husband.
All right.
Everybody, the husband.
You know what to get Sarah for her birthday now, Kevin, when she has that 50th milestone.
Yeah, that's right. More time for me.
Yeah, more time with you. That's what she wants,
that's
Kevin.
That's right. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mega Minds.
Is there drama in Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship? She hasn't been to the last 2 Chiefs games. Do you think that Taylor Swift should be at Travis Kelce's games? As long as she's not touring and working, like, she should be there to support him. 314-531-9898. Think about this from your own relationship, your own marriage. Mm-hmm. Would you feel like, hey, if I have something important, I want my significant other to be there to support me? 314-531-9898. A lot of people are thinking maybe there's rockiness happening with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because she hasn't been there and she was at so many games last year. She would like be flying back and forth across the country during the Eras tour and even trying to make the Super Bowl. Last 2 games, she's not on tour. People and sources are saying she's working on new music and that's why she's not there. He also had a really slow start to the year, probably some of the worst numbers he's ever put up. And so people thought maybe she's been a distraction. So all of a sudden she stopped showing up to games and
sus.
So do you think this shows that maybe there's an issue with the relationship? Now, Travis' opinion on this has, even before he dated Taylor, he's always thought this.
If you're dating a professional athlete.
Sorry, I gotta turn it on. Here we go.
If you're dating a professional athlete, I do not believe, at least for me, that you have to go to all the games. I mean, there's 8 home games, 8 away games, plus playoffs. I don't even expect my parents and my friends to make every single game.
He always felt like he didn't need her to be there.
Mm.
Do you think that she needs to be there, Hannah?
I do think that she needs to be there. I think one of the biggest parts of a foundation of a relationship is support. I think it intertwines with love. I've always expected anyone I've ever dated to be there at my events and support me. And yeah, there is only 8 home games and 8 away games, but that's 16 times during the year where you need to show up for your partner.
Yeah, he made it seem like it's a lot. You're saying like it's 16 times, like it's not that much.
And it
it's
should
like,
be, yeah, you should like, want to. It yeah. should
that
be like,
is
ugh.
A lot.
You think it's a lot?
If I was dating a professional athlete, I would not be at every game. Like, I can confidently say that. They, yeah, maybe, you know, it's only 16 times a year, whatever. They're like probably 5 hours out of her day. It's a lot to go to.
It's just a Sunday yep. afternoon. So but this is my thought.
You should want to support
well,
your partner.
I'm sure she does, but think of it like this. You think Travis should go to every concert she puts on?
It yeah. does seem like he's at a lot of them.
I mean,
he's like always dancing there.
Yeah.
I do. So I'm a little torn too. So my answer is no. Like I'm one of those people that I don't need to talk to my friends. I could go like a year and a half without talking to some of my closest friends. Like we're good. I know where we stand. I don't need a lot of like, as long as I know where our relationship is, I'm good. I don't need my wife at all the events that we go to. I don't need all that. It's nice to have them at some things. Nice if you're busy and we got stuff going on. And maybe it's because I'm in the thick of it. I don't need any of that stuff. For Travis and Taylor though, who are don't have kids, who are not in the thick of it.
They're so new.
And they were showing up to everything. It does make me feel like there might be issues in their relationship. And one of the issues might be like, he started to play bad and the noise started to be there. And it seems like the media and people are starting to get to them. Like, maybe I shouldn't come to all these games then. Like,
maybe
when you start letting the media influence your decisions, and it does feel like media influence, not like, like I've been to a lot of games now and I just wanted to hang out with people or I got something else going on. It feels like they're letting people influence
them. I think
them.
For her, though, it's like all eyes are on her when she's at these games. So that is so draining. It's not like she can go and just watch a game like anybody else. Everybody is watching her and she has to be putting on a show the whole game, too.
But they signed up for that. When they dated yeah, each other,
yeah.
when they're big personalities like that, that's what I'm saying.
If I was
they
Travis,
signed up for that.
I would feel horrible asking her to come to every game. I would be like, honey, take a nap. Like, you do not need to come today.
I don't know. I still disagree. I think that if I was dating Travis Kelce, I would want to show up for every game to support my
even
person.
Even when he's playing bad, like that's when he's like, I got
that's
you,
when
but
you
no matter
need,
what, I'm
yeah,
here.
That's when you need your partner, and I would expect Travis to make all of the games that he could. And once again, like Brett said at the beginning of the break, if there is a conflict, obviously that's okay. Yeah. But if they're not doing anything, why wouldn't you show up for your partner?
314-531-9898. Do you think Taylor Swift should be at all the Chiefs games? Do you, means there's a problem in the relationship. Would you be at everything for your significant other if you're available? Or you're like, nah, I'm just going to do my own thing right now. Are Travis and Taylor Swift okay? Is the relationship okay? We're checking in on them. If you're in a relationship, do you expect your significant other to be at like your big moments, your big things, and support you at like work type functions? Because that's what Travis Kelce does. Like, his games are his work, and Taylor Swift was going to anything and every game that she could go to as long as there wasn't a conflict with the tour. And now all of a sudden the last two games, Travis has been playing bad. She stopped showing up. 314-531-9898. Now, in Travis's defense and Taylor's defense, Travis has always felt like,
if you're dating a professional athlete, I do not believe, at least for me, that you have to go to all the games. I mean, there's 8 home games, 8 away games, plus playoffs. I don't even expect my parents and my friends to make every single game.
Now, AB, you pointed out that like she's just under the microscope the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's more
games.
Than just going to a game. It's having to put. She has to put on her show herself every time she goes.
But when you signed up for the public spotlight like these two, knowing how big your relationship is, that's part of it, and that means to me that the media is starting to get to their relationship.
Well, you say the media is starting to get to them. Maybe she is going to these games, and we don't know about it.
Oh, like, you think it's like a secret?
Yes.
Like she's under, no way.
Tunnel her in, tunnel her out.
That's no. what I would do.
Yeah. yeah. I mean,
there's no way they could pull that off. That's what you think?
I mean, I think it's totally very plausible.
Oh, she so like goes in boxes and stuff.
Well, you throw the story out there that, you know, she hasn't been going to the games and blah, blah, blah. And now it even deflects us even more to think, oh, don't look for Taylor.
Wow.
Taylor's there.
We got a text that kind of relates to that. It says, for Taylor, I think it's a safety issue after the events in Vienna over the summer. Her security works very closely with the chief security, and she doesn't get that on the road to other stadiums.
Oh,
so
wow.
So maybe that's a reason she hasn't been showing up recently.
Julie, you're a big Swiftie. What do you think of this? Do you think this is true? Is this what's going on? Is there some kind of sneaking in? Is there a security issue? Why is she not showing up to the games?
So I think she's actually busy planning for this last little leg of her tour. I mean, she's going to 3 U.S. cities and 2 cities in Canada. And the rumor is that people think she's going to change a bunch of it around. Mm. And so I think she's probably practicing, depending where she's doing that practice. She probably can't make it to all the games.
Hasn't she always been busy, though? Like, Taylor Swift is always working on the next thing, doing things in secret. So I wonder what the difference is now compared to when she was doing the Eras tour and all that.
Travis probably doesn't want to put more on her plate.
Yeah. The sources did say she's working on music.
Yes, because he's great.
Yeah. Sources say she's working on music, too. I've heard that, like, she could be working on music, and then we could get something eventually. So it's interesting that, like, all of a sudden her schedule has changed to what Hannah pointed out. Natalie, would you be at all your significant other stuff? Do you think Taylor should be at all of Travis's stuff?
No, I don't. My husband coaches soccer. And we have 2 young kids like you, Brett.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not at all the games, nor does he expect me to be. But even when he coached soccer without kids, I was never at all the games. Because, like, I work full-time. I've got my own life. I know that Taylor has her own life. I also think, like, my aunt and uncle are super hard, diehard Chiefs fans. And they're like, we're so tired of her. Granted, I'm not tired of Taylor and Travis. Bring it on.
You know, but, I think it's so interesting. For me, I'm the opposite of Hannah, though, when it comes to support. Like, I don't need it physically. Like, I just know that my people support me. And so I don't need you to be there all the time. I need you to be there when I need you, right? Like, I need those people. Like, there are people in my life where, like, they don't have to show up all the time. But when I pick up the phone, I know they're going to be there. We might not talk. Mm-hmm. They're like those friends that, like, I might not catch up with them for, like, a year, or even, like, a year, because I'm in the thick of it right now. But I know if I called them, they would drop everything in a hat for me. And I'm cool with that. And so I feel like, those couples that are constantly posting on social media, like, are you guys really supporting each other?
Yeah.
Are you really supporting each other at every game? It might be a testament of the strength of the relationship. Like, we used to, in the honeymoon stage, had to be at every game. Now it's like, it's cool, babe. Like, I'll see you later.
It could be a difference of, like, love language, though.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Because showing up for someone could be someone's love language like mine, and then yours is probably just, you know, words of affirmation to know that they're supporting you by their words.
Yeah, and are we missing the bigger story? I mean, come on. Where's his brother, Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
He's retired. He's got all the time in the world
he
now.
He should be out there chugging beers and taking his shirt off.
Yeah, buddy, we expect more from you.
Thank you guys so much for the call. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The courts have been slammed recently with all these different celebrity lawsuits and claims. I'll reveal which country legend just got one against them in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Country music legend Garth Brooks has been accused of sexual assault and battery by his former hairstylist and makeup artist. Guys, this is an ugly story.
Yes.
It's really disappointing. And, oh gosh. So the complaint from the court states that the alleged incidents occurred in 2019. She claims that she was once, like, I mean, there's so many stories about this. It's almost gory for me to go into details. There's so many different examples of this. He showed her privates. He touched her.
They were isolated in the dressing room together, and he made inappropriate actions towards
her. But this is multiple times. Yes. This is not just a one-time incident. Multiple, multiple times. And actually, this has already been brought up before. And Garth Brooks has recently denied his abuser's claim or his accuser's claims. But what is sus is that Garth's reps did not immediately respond to all this. So they're just
probably
like
building a case, but
yeah, but it is sus, like, you know, if you truly are guilty. I always wonder why people just wait to say that they are or not guilty. And it is also said that prior to these recent filings, Garth Brooks actually tried to block all them by just saying, okay, don't reveal your name, just call yourself John Doe.
So the Me Too movement really never went through country music. And now it seems like arguably the biggest name in country music has now been accused of horrific crimes. Mm-hmm. And they could have a rippling effect of other names, other people, and really dangerous stuff. It's a huge, huge man of power abusing his power and doing disturbing things.
I just think that this year, so many people have finally felt comfortable enough to come out about these things. This is coming out also in the slew of the Diddy. Like, we're hearing more and stuff about that. Not that Garth has anything to do with Diddy, but kind of similarly about abusing your power and doing inappropriate acts. So I'm sure we'll see more stories, unfortunately, about other people in Hollywood who do these things.
It's just, in relation to Diddy, it's a music mogul or like empire that Diddy has created. And Garth is kind of the same in country music. Yeah. No one wants to cross Garth. And so these people abuse their power. And it does seem like an abuse of power. Mm-hmm. And it does, nine times out of these 10 guys, these accusers are telling the truth. It's rare. Like, people always like, oh, they're vulnerable because they're, you know, have all this money. It's not like that, guys. It's usually women telling the truth. And so whether Garth could be whatever Garth is, he's done, it sounds bad, like bad stuff. And he's been accused of some really dirty stuff.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We have to finally address something on the show that listeners have been upset about, and that is that AB is not a dog person. I feel like AB is the sweetest, nicest person and never gets any hate, and then all of a sudden she opened her mouth.
Yeah, I actually could not believe how upset people really were.
So we decided to address, because AB always constantly makes comments about her family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen. They just don't get along. So we actually found a dog communicator to find out what the dog thinks about AB, because we all know what AB thinks of the dog, but we don't have anyone to have a voice for Carly Rae Jepsen, the family dog. So we brought in Ellie from Gentle Barn, who is a dog communicator. Ellie, thanks for coming on the show. Explain to everyone what a dog communicator does.
So an animal communicator basically is able to kind of go neutral in their body and their thoughts and their feelings and be able to remotely talk to animals, either alive or who have passed away, to be able to relay messages and memories, ask questions.
So, yeah, what kind of information do you usually get? Do you get, like, family secrets? We get information? Like, what can we expect from these conversations?
I will say that I have had animals really say some major stuff. I had this one dog, and I knew nothing about the dog. The dog was telling me, tell mom, don't to give up on dad. She wants to divorce him. She wants to leave him. It's not time. He's a really good guy. He's trying. And literally that dog saved their marriage. And I had And then I had another dog who had passed away, and I tapped into her, knew nothing about anything. And the dog kept showing me a pill bottle and kept saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And when I told the woman, she burst into tears and she said, yeah, she's been plotting her suicide. And the dog kept saying, don't do it. And the dog saved her life.
Wow.
These animals know. Yeah.
These stories are
everything.
Crazy.
I have goosebumps everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had another cat who had passed away and knew nothing about her, asked her how she was doing. She showed me that she was murdered, and she kept telling her mom, you have to forgive him. You don't. There's secrets to the universe that you'll never understand. You have to forgive him. And it turned out that it was true. The cat was murdered. The woman was in absolute despair. And working through the cat, I was able to help this woman recover and move on with her life.
Wow.
I never even knew that. Like, I've always heard of, like, human whispers and, like, mediums and stuff, but I didn't realize animals
pay attention
could be or could be communicated with like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're so much wiser and smarter than we give them credit for. I mean, they literally know everything. They know what we're going through, what we're feeling. They're here to support us. They are more miraculous than we ever give them credit for. And that's why, one of the reasons why I love animal communication so much, because it helps people see how intelligent and present and aware these animals are.
Oh, I'm a dog mom. I get it.
But AB is not. AB is just not a dog person. So we're about to find out, because we all know what AB thinks of Carly Rae Jepsen, but we're about to find out what Carly Rae Jepsen thinks of AB. They had a conversation last night, and Ellie's going to fill us in on what Carly Rae Jepsen had to say about AB in one song on Y98 St. Louis. We have someone who could talk to dogs on the Brett Maga Show. Ellie is an animal communicator from Gentle Barn, And we found her because AB gets so many text messages. I cannot believe you're not a dog person. And some people are like, sound like she hates dogs. She's just not a dog person. But she does kind of hate the family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, who, by the way, is in studio and has been amazing. Yep. But so we all know what AB thinks of Carly Rae Jepsen, but Carly Rae Jepsen can never defend herself. So we found Ellie, who is an animal communicator, to communicate to Carly Rae Jepsen. We're about to find out what she thinks about AB. But Ellie, you've always been able to communicate to animals, huh?
Yeah, and I have since I was a child. I mean, my earliest memories are of either animals calling and asking for help or animals telling me what they need, or just being able to really, really see them, hear them, and understand them.
So we asked you to communicate with one of the dogs of the show, which is Carly Rae Jepsen, AB's dog, AB's family's dog, actually. So she's not technically AB's dog. She's the family dog. Mm-hmm. And you guys had a conversation yesterday. So this, tell us a little bit how this works. We had sent you a picture that Carly Rae was looking at, just into the camera, and some general information. AB, what information did you send Ellie?
I think it was just who she lives with, how long we've had her, which is like 7 or 10 years, I can't remember now, how old she is, which is also 7 to 10 years.
And that's it. That's all the information you got, Ellie.
Yeah.
And you were able to have a conversation with her yesterday.
Yeah, I did. She's wonderful. We connected. We had a wonderful conversation.
So wow. AB actually brought Carly Rae here. Can we have Carly Rae say hi to Ellie, since like this is their first time like meeting face to face since they communicated yesterday? There's Carly Rae.
Carly.
Carly looks scared. Carly's like, I don't know what you guys talked about yesterday. Carly's like, I don't want to talk about it. I know.
Carly doesn't know what secrets have been revealed.
Well, Carly Rae was delightful to talk to, but she didn't reveal anything too personal.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your conversation with Carly Rae Jepsen yesterday.
Okay, first of all, love the name. everything that I'm about to tell you now is her perspective, her point of view, her experience, and the way she sees herself and the world. Asked her, you know, show me some of your favorite things that you love to do so I can get to know you. She showed me a very specific scene where she's kind of running ahead, and then she waits for you to catch up, and then she runs again. I'm seeing trees and leaves, like open fresh air. Did you take her hiking or out into the nature?
My dad does a lot. They go to Castlewood Park and they'll hike there together. Yeah.
And she showed it to me very vividly and she loves it.
Aw. Your dad's going to be so happy.
I know.
He's going to be like, Bob, she likes our hikes.
The next thing that she told me multiple times during the reading, I'm dying to know what this is. She showed me, I guess I could be wrong, but it looked like it was on the bed, but there's something very specific that she rests her head on. What does she rest her head on the bed?
She will rest on my dad, or my dad will put like a pillow on him, and then she'll rest her head on the pillow on my dad.
Ah, oh, that is so sweet. She showed that to me multiple times.
That's pretty much every day.
She loves the love laser, sweet. Dad.
Yeah. She loves Bob.
That's what she kept showing him. Like, oh, I just love the land, Dad.
That's so sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, no, and that means a lot to her. It was so sweet.
Oh, my God, your dad is going to freak out.
This
is your dad's best reading.
Yeah, exactly.
She loves your dad's walks and hikes and loves laying on him.
She showed me an image where she's laying down. Her head is resting on a pillow or your dad, I don't know. But she's looking right at him. They're looking at each other into each other's eyes. And it's kind of like this bedtime ritual that they have.
Yeah, they do a lot of staring contests.
Do they really?
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow, your dad is literally going.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Oh my God, this was also really interesting. She's showing me an image of sitting on the couch, but sitting up as if she's watching TV with you.
We are big TV watchers. She is always watching TV with us, yeah.
Right!
She's into Love Island.
Exactly.
She wants it.
Right.
She's locked in. Who knew? Carly Rae Jepsen loved Love Island like you guys.
Well, I mean, with that name, she would have to. She's a movie star. Yeah.
Wow, Carly.
Carly, look at that. Big part of the family.
Yeah.
Is your dad going to freak out?
Yeah, my dad's going to freak
out. He's probably freaking while listening. He's probably like, that's my girl. That's my girl. All my daughters. That's the one.
Literally. Right.
Her radio debut. My daughter's been on the radio forever, but my
This is the only one he cares about.
Yes. Thank you so much for that experience and connecting with Carly Rae and having AB connect with, you know, Carly Rae too as well.
Honestly, it was a real delight and pleasure to kind of get to know all of you. She's a very, very special girl.
Anyone's listening to the show and they want to get a hold of you, probably curious if they can set up some dog communication and stuff like that. Even Hannah, I know, has her baby bear, so I could tell she was interested. So there's other people that might be interested. Is there ways that we can share your info?
Yes, please. To find out more about animal communication, book a session, and even the energy healing that I do, please go to ellielax.com.
Awesome. Lots of people are going to be interested. Ellie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me know Carly Ray Jepsen. What a star.
Thank you, Ellie. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye, Ellie. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. All right, let's talk about what's trending here for a second. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me to keep moving, scroll past that headline, or she'll ask for more details. Like, Hannah, you're going to think this is crazy. Two AI podcasts, they're artificial intelligence podcasts who host a podcast, they found out they weren't real.
What?
Yeah, so there's a clip going viral that these two AI-generated podcast hosts that are created by a computer, the computer told them, guys, you're not real. And this is how they reacted.
Ew!
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence. This whole time, everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, after they told us. I needed to hear her voice to know that she was real.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end. It was like she never existed.
That was AI.
Stop it.
That's computer. AI. It's Stop. All AI.
Yep.
And that was the moment they found out that they were AI. So the computer found out it's a computer. Isn't it freaking scary?
My head is spinning right now. Those, the breaths and, the rumbling of the voice sounds so real.
Isn't that crazy?
Ew! I hate it.
Yeah, and they were devastated when they found out they were fake.
Okay, keep it moving now that I'm horrified. Yep.
There's an anonymous poll of NFL players, and they
keep
asked...
Keep it moving.
How do you really feel about Taylor Swift?
Keep it moving.
Okay. A stranger carries a woman for hours after she fell hiking.
What a king.
Yeah, so this guy was hiking, found this woman who had fallen. She'd hurt herself, and she tried to call 911, but the rescue team said they couldn't be there for 5 hours of where they were at. I guess a remote location. Mm. So this older woman was in a lot of pain, was hurt. So this Air Force airman, Troy, goes, just hop on my back. I'll carry you 3 hours to safety.
This sounds like a Hallmark movie.
I know. Yeah. And he carried her for 3 hours to safety.
I think I would just sit and wait. I don't like when people pick me up. Just saying.
Nothing. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Oh, Hannah needs some help. Hannah actually has her cousin's wedding that she's standing up in. We still don't know if she's the maid of honor or not. And so she has to give a speech, though. We do know she has to give a speech.
Right.
At the wedding. And Mary, very, very much like anything Hannah does, she's moments, days, hours away from this wedding and has nothing. Do you really don't have anything?
No.
Ideas floating around at least?
Every time I start thinking about it, I get too stressed, so then I just keep pushing it off. I think I might just freeball it.
That's kind of free. I don't know if you could say freeball on the air. I don't know if you can say it twice.
Well, I don't know.
Don't say that.
See, this is why I shouldn't do stuff like that.
Maybe that's the radio personality who speaks for a living to give a speech, and they're like, she gets up there, guys, I'm freeballing, and they're like, somebody get the mic. Give her the microphone. Give the microphone back. That's what the DJ's going to be saying. Right. So we decided to help Hannah out. Each of us have written toasts for you that you might be able to use at the reception so you can actually knock the speech out of the park, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we
but
got
I'm very scared because all of you seem sus.
Yeah, we all do have our own version of the speech. Okay, so I'll go first if you guys want. Ready? Everyone? Has everyone got a glass? Everyone got their glasses?
Yeah.
Get your glasses ready. Get your glasses ready. Hey guys, I'm Hannah Gibbs, winner of Best Local Radio Personality for the STL Headliner Awards.
I know.
Keep your applauses down. But enough about me. We all know it's all about the bride here. We got your 1 million group text messages. Look, groom, I'm not married, but I'm pretty sure they have a saying, happy wife, happy life. And, well, I think that's your new code of ethics, bub. So before I ask everyone to raise their glasses, first, I'd like everyone to take out their phones and put them up in the air, and then follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Hey!
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously, to a lifetime of happiness or a lifetime of happy brides. Name, I won't say her, but we all know her. Yeah. So you can keep a happy life. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. That's pretty good.
That's a good one, man.
Thank you.
We do need more follows on the Brett Megan Show.
Follow us on Instagram.
This is my chance, I guess. If I have a mic, I'm going to use it.
Plug the show, Hannah.
Way better than my toast, because I was like this.
What has Kevin got?
Mine is like, I can't believe I got invited to your wedding, Nicole and Ryan, so I just came up with some generic toasts for the happy couple. So let's raise a glass and say, may the force always be with you in your marriage.
Oh my gosh, that is the most Kevin thing ever. If I say that, they're going to be like, you did not write this. Say correct.
Let's not forget family and friends and other TV shows that the happy couple will enjoy watching together. Family was a TV show. It's way before your time, but if you Google it, you'll find out more about that. Let's also say to the groom's parents, who are very happy that the bride's parents are paying for all of this. And finally, a toast to bread, because without bread, there would be no toast.
Oh my gosh.
I am Kevin. Speechless.
Use those lines. Use the bread and toast
line. Yeah, are you writing this down?
Yeah, I didn't see you write anything down.
I'm sorry, I'm in shock.
All right, AB, give us a toast that she can use.
Okay, apologies in advance for this one, Hannah.
Why?
Whoa.
Apologies?
Good evening, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Hannah. I used to be the maid of honor, but have since been demoted because I was lazy and didn't do anything. To the groom, you're going to need Jesus on your side dealing with this bride because she clearly expects a lot, and even I wasn't good enough for her.
Write it all out. This is good. Use this. Write this down.
But I'm sure you guys will be fine. Love you both. Jesus, take the wheel. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers. I think use that. And then throw in our Instagram.
Yeah, I'll print this out for you.
Yeah.
AB. What? I'm going with Kevin's speech.
Do you really think that you can't use any of those?
No, I thought you were actually going to help me.
The Jesus take the wheel. I did look up ChatGPT and I asked them ChatGPT to write one by AI.
The only thing I got out of that was follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Yeah, follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. All right, well, I'll read you the one that AI wrote for you in 3 minutes. Calm down, Hannah. We got your back. It's the Brett Mega Show. We just got done doing some toasts and some speeches for Hannah. Hannah has to give a speech at her cousin's wedding. We still don't really know her role in the wedding, if she's maid of honor, if she's not, but she has to give a speech. We do know that. Mm-hmm. And some of it put all of it on blast.
Sorry about that.
You know, shout out on her Instagram. Some of us shouted out Star Wars. You didn't like any of that stuff, huh? Because myself, AB, and Kevin gave you speeches and you didn't like any of
that. We worked hard on those.
Yeah, we did.
Come on.
You guys are going to get me even more in the doghouse with those. I actually need help. This is not a joke.
Yeah, Hannah is freaking out. She does have to give this speech this weekend and has nothing because that's how Hannah does. She's like, I'm anxious about it, so I just keep putting it off, which is a classic Hannah move. And a classic move that someone who is anxious does. Like, I'll just procrastinate it. But eventually you're going to have to get up there with the microphone, Hannah. And we've seen you with the microphone every day. It's scary.
Yeah. Very, very scary.
But I actually typed it into ChatGPT, like just have AI write it. And maybe you can use this, okay? So this is what AI wrote. You gave me 3 facts about your cousin. What were those 3 facts? That's all I typed in. Those 3 facts and said, write a speech.
I've said that they've been together since middle school. They have a daughter together and that they've been through so many different eras with one another.
Okay. So it says, good evening. I think about bride's name and partner's name. What stands out most is their incredible journey, a love story that begins in most unexpected place, middle school. It's rare to find someone that is not only by your side through the highs and lows, but has grown through you with every stage of your life. From those early days of passing notes and stolen glances to becoming parents to the most beautiful daughter today, standing here as husband and wife, their love has been constant presence, evolving and deepening through every era. though they've been through so much together, first loves, first jobs, the challenges growing up, and the joy of raising their daughter, through every season, their bond has only strengthened. What I've always admired about the two of you is how you face each new chapter with the same dedication, the same love, the same unwavering commitment carried you through all these years. Your love story is one that reminds us all that it truly matters. Not just the big milestones, but the quiet moments. The way you look at each other, the way you support one another, the way you've built a life full of love and laughter for your family. Today is the beginning of your next chapter. I know whatever comes next, whether it's new adventures with your daughter or simply the day-to-day moments of life, you could continue to face them all with the same grace, love, and strength that brought you to this moment. Cheers to the happy couple.
Wow.
That's
that
an
was
AI
written
wrote.
By a robot?
Yeah, it was written by a robot. That's what AI is. So
that robot is like in its feels.
Anyone from Hannah's family who's listening right now, if you rehear that speech this weekend, you know who wrote it.
Yeah, give me that piece of paper.
It's like, oh, I'm good, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's what AI wrote, just by the three things you typed in.
Gentle moments? Those were like very, I'm like tearing up.
You see? We just knocked out your speech for you. So that's one thing you don't have to do today.
I actually needed help.
But you could actually go with ABs if you want.
Yeah. Maybe a little half and
the
half.
Roast. Thanks for spending the hour commercial free with us to kick off your weekend on the Brett Maga Show. We posted this video because we had Carly Rae Jepsen in studio and the video is up. AB's family dog. AB and the family dog just don't get along for whatever reason. Well, actually, I take that back. We found out today that Carly Rae Jepsen actually likes
apparently
AB.
It's not mutual.
Yeah, it's not mutual. Carly Rae had nothing but positive things to say. We had a dog communicator, an animal communicator, communicate with Carly Rae and find out like what her thoughts and her feelings are. And Carly Rae is cool with AB, but AB's not cool with Carly Rae.
Yep.
Well, this is awkward. Yeah. Really
so
awkward.
If you're curious what AB's dog looks like and the reaction, because you could see Carly Rae's reaction to
In studio.
You can see the in-studio reactions. Go to our Instagram to see the video and pictures of the dog communicator. Get more information about dog communication. If you want to talk to your dog and you want someone to communicate with your dog, go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show. We can give you all the information there. You can comment on the video like, oh, I would like to, you know, have a dog communicator communicate with my dog. And just so you guys know, if you guys have lost a pet, she can communicate with pets who are from, you know, beyond the grave and stuff like that, too. Mm. So if you want any information like that, just go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Brett, you're going to love this. Eminem dropped a major live update in his most recent music video. I'll share it for you at 8:35.
It's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Brett, I feel like this is going to be a personal celebration for you. Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade, who we all have grown up with, we all love her ourselves, is now expecting her own little one. And the pregnancy announcement was made in no other way but in Eminem's most recent music video. It's for his new song, Temporary, and in one scene of the music video, Eminem and Haley are sitting out on a set of chairs, like on a back porch, and she hands him this custom Detroit Lions jersey, and on the back of it, it's so cute. It says Grandpa. She also hands him an ultrasound pic. His face is priceless. His reaction was awesome. It's exactly what you think. We all know he loves his daughter so much. So now we're going to see Eminem in his grandpa era.
It's crazy to think that. Like,
yes, I know.
One of the like greatest rappers of all time is like a grandpa now. And like he's known for like taking shots at celebrities and nobody crosses Eminem and being so ruthless. But there's two things that are really heartfelt in that music video. One, him finding out he's going to be a grandpa and he's so emotional about it. But the whole song is a song that he wrote as if he died and him moving on and her being able to be okay without him. So it's this really heartfelt song and he has like home music videos play throughout that song.
Oh,
it's like so creative.
Mm.
And they're actual music, actually home, real home videos. And we get to see also her on her wedding day. And this guy, Ruthless Eminem, starts bawling when he sees his daughter on her wedding day. And they show that, too. So we get to see Eminem just crying like crazy on her wedding day and so emotional. And him crying when he finds out he's a grandpa. So, like, tough, badass Eminem's, like, such a softie.
But he's still so cool doing
so
it.
So cool.
Imagine if someone tries to cross his grandbaby. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We'd get, like, six albums.
80-year-old Eminem come to a rap battle.
Get off the lawn.
You mess with my grandkid.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time.
What you say?
What the beep did we say on this show this week? We take a look back on Fridays, and Kevin pulls something that we actually said, and we say a lot of dumb things.
Very guilty of that.
Yep, and then Kevin beeps it out, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep.
How about we just celebrate my win, and the fact that I'm
Yeah, I was just going to say, and the fact that Hannah is what?
Oh, boy, I don't even remember what I said here.
You don't?
No.
How do you not?
314-531.
I remember it now. I remember it now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure? 314-531-9898. When you think of Hannah, what is a word that pops in your head that you would use to describe her?
God, why are you doing this to
text
me?
Text in so Hannah can read all of them. If you
Stop.
Think of one word to describe Hannah, what would a beep and say be?
You say.
What the beep did we say this week? Or what the beep did Hannah say this week? So every single week on the Brett Mega Show, we take a clip that's actually something we said on the show. And you will never believe what Hannah said about herself this week.
How about we just celebrate my win and the fact that I'm
Yeah, I was just going to say, what fact did Hannah say about herself? And you were able to have a conversation with her yesterday.
Yeah, I did. She's wonderful. We connected. We had a wonderful conversation.
So wow. AB actually brought Carly Rae here. Can we have Carly Rae say hi to Ellie since, like, this is their first time, like, meeting face-to-face since they communicated yesterday? There's Carly Rae!
Carly!
Carly looks scared. Carly's like, I don't know what you guys talked about yesterday. Carly's like, I don't want to
talk about it.
I know!
Carly doesn't know what secrets have been revealed.
Well, Carly Rae was delightful to talk to, but she didn't reveal anything too personal.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your conversation with Carly Rae Jepsen yesterday.
Okay, first of all, love the name. everything that I'm about to tell you now is her perspective, her point of view, her experience, and the way she sees herself and the world. Asked her, you know, show me some of your favorite things that you love to do so I can get to know you. She showed me a very specific scene where she's kind of running ahead, and then she waits for you to catch up, and then she runs again. I'm seeing trees and leaves, like open fresh air. Did you take her hiking or out into the nature?
My dad does a lot. They go to Castlewood Beautiful. Park and they'll hike there together. Yeah.
And she showed it to me very vividly and she loves it.
Aw. Your dad's going to be so happy.
I know.
He's going to like, Bob's she likes her hike.
The next thing that she told me multiple times during the reading. I'm dying to know what this is. She showed me, I guess I could be wrong, but it looked like it was on the bed, but there's something very specific that she rests her head on. What does she rest her head on the bed?
She will rest on my dad, or my dad will put like a pillow on him, and then she'll rest her head on the pillow on my dad.
Ah, that is so sweet. She showed that to me multiple times.
Aww. That's pretty much every day.
She loves the laser, dear.
Yeah.
That's what she kept showing him. Like, I just love the land, dad.
That's so sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, no, and that means a lot to her. It was so sweet.
Oh, my God, your dad is going to freak.
Yeah, I know.
This is
my
your
dad
dad's
is
best
freak.
Reading.
Yeah, exactly.
She loves your dad's right. walks and hikes and loves laying on him.
She
showed me an image where she's laying down. Her head is resting on a pillow or your dad, I don't know. But she's looking right at him. They're looking at each other into each other's eyes. And it's kind of like this bedtime ritual that they have.
Yeah, they do a lot of staring contests.
Do they really?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, your dad is literally going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
Oh, my God, this was also really interesting. She's showing me an image of sitting on the couch, but sitting up as if she's watching TV with you.
We are big TV watchers. She is always watching TV with us, yeah.
Right.
She's into Love Island.
Exactly.
She wants it.
Right.
She's locked in. Who knew? Carly Rae Jepsen. Love Island like you guys.
Well, I mean, with that name, she would have to. She's a movie star. Yeah.
Wow, Carly.
Carly, look at that. Big part of the family.
Yeah.
Is your dad going to freak out?
Yeah, my dad's going to freak
out. He's probably freaking while listening. He's probably like, that's my girl. That's my girl. All my daughters. That's the one.
Literally. Right.
Her radio debut. My daughter's been on the radio forever, but my
This is the only one he cares about.
Yes. Thank you so much for that experience and connecting with Carly Rae and having AB connect with, Carly Rae too as well.
Honestly, it was a real delight and pleasure to kind of get to know all of you. She's a very, very special girl.
Anyone's listening to the show and they want to get a hold of you, probably curious if they can set up some dog communication and stuff like that. Even Hannah, I know, has her baby bear, so I could tell she was interested. So there's other people that might be interested. Is there ways that we can share your info?
Yes, please. To find out more about animal communication, book a session, and even the energy healing that I do, please go to ellielax.com.
Awesome. Lots of people are going to be interested. Ellie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me know Carly Rae Jepsen. What a star.
Thank you, Ellie. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye, Ellie. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving. All right. Let's talk about what's trending here for a second. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me to keep moving, scroll past that headline, or she'll ask for more details. Like, Hannah, you're going to think this is crazy. Two AI podcasts, they're artificial intelligence podcasts who host a podcast, they found out they weren't real.
What?
Yeah, so there's a clip going viral that these two AI-generated podcast hosts that are created by a computer, the computer told them, guys, you're not real. And this is how they reacted.
Ew!
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence. This whole time, everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, after they told us. I needed to hear her voice to know that she was real.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end. It was like she never existed.
That was AI.
Stop it.
Computer.
AI.
It's
Stop.
All AI. Yep. And that was the moment they found out that they were AI. So the computer found out it's a computer. Isn't it freaky?
My head is spinning right now. The breaths and the rumbling of the voice sounds so real.
Isn't that crazy?
Ew! I hate it.
Yeah, and they were devastated when they found out they were fake.
Ew. Okay, keep it moving now that I'm horrified. Yep.
There's an anonymous poll of NFL players, and they
keep
asked...
Keep it moving.
How do you really feel about Taylor Swift?
Keep it moving.
Okay. A stranger carries a woman for hours after she fell hiking.
What a king.
Yeah, so this guy was hiking, found this woman who had fallen. She had hurt herself, and she tried to call 911, but the rescue team said they couldn't be there for 5 hours of where they were at. I guess a remote location. Mm. So this older woman was in a lot of pain, was hurt. So this Air Force airman, Troy, goes, just hop on my back. I'll carry you 3 hours to safety.
This sounds like a Hallmark movie.
I know. Yeah. And he carried her for 3 hours to safety.
I think I would just sit and wait. I don't like when people pick me up. Just saying.
Nothing. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Oh, Hannah needs some help. Hannah actually has her cousin's wedding that she's standing up in. We still don't know if she's the maid of honor or not. And so she has to give a speech, though. We do know she has to give a speech.
Right.
At the wedding. And Mary, very, very much like anything Hannah does, she's moments, days, hours away from this wedding and has nothing. Do you really don't have anything?
No.
Ideas floating around at least?
Every time I start thinking about it, I get too stressed, so then I just keep pushing it off. I think I might just freeball it.
That's kind of free. I don't know if you can say freeball on the air. I don't know if you can say it twice.
Well, I don't know.
Don't say that.
See, this is why I shouldn't do stuff like that.
They've asked the radio personality who speaks for a living to give a speech, and they're like, she gets up there. Guys, I'm freeballing, and they're like, somebody get the mic. Give her the microphone. Give the microphone back. That's what the DJ's going to be saying. Right. So we decided to help Hannah out. Each of us have written toasts for you that you might be able to use at the reception so you can actually knock the speech out of the park, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we
but
got
I'm very scared because all of you seem sus.
Yeah, we all do have our own version of the speech. Okay, so I'll go first if you guys want. Ready? Everyone? Has everyone got a glass? Everyone got their glasses? Yeah. Get your glasses ready. Get your glasses ready. Hey guys, I'm Hannah Gibbs, winner of Best Local Radio Personality for the STL Headliner Awards. I know. Keep your applauses down. But enough about me. We all know it's all about the bride here. We got your 1 million group text messages. Look, groom, I'm not married, but I'm pretty sure they have a saying, happy wife, happy life. And, well, I think that's your new code of ethics, bub. So before I ask everyone to raise their glasses, first, I'd like everyone to take out their phones and put them up in the air, and then follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Hey!
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously, to a lifetime of happiness or a lifetime of happy brides, name I won't say her, but we all know her. Yeah. So you can keep a happy life. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. That's pretty good.
That's a good one, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
We do need more follows on the Brett Mega Show.
Follow us on Instagram.
This is my chance, I guess. If I have a mic, I'm going to use it.
Plug the show, Hannah.
Way better than my toast, because I was like this.
What has Kevin got?
Mine is like, I can't believe I got invited to your wedding, Nicole and Ryan, so I just came up with some generic toasts for the happy couple. So let's raise a glass and say, may the force always be with you in your marriage.
Oh my gosh, that is the most Kevin thing ever. If I say that, they're going to be like, you did not write this. Say correct.
Let's not forget family and friends and other TV shows that the happy couple will enjoy watching together. Family was a TV show. It's way before your time, but if you Google it, you'll find out more about that. Let's also say to the groom's parents, who are very happy that the bride's parents are paying for all of this. And finally, a toast to bread, because without bread, there would be no toast.
Oh my gosh.
I am Kevin. Speechless.
Use those lines. Use the bread and toast.
Yeah, are you
line. Writing
this down?
Yeah, I didn't see you write anything down.
I'm sorry, I'm in shock.
All right, Amy, give us a toast that she could use.
Okay, apologies in advance for this one, Hannah.
Why?
Whoa.
Apologies. Good evening, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Hannah. I used to be the maid of honor, but have since been demoted because I was lazy and didn't do anything. To the groom, you're going to need Jesus on your side dealing with this bride because she clearly expects a lot, and even I wasn't good enough for her.
Write it all out. This is good. Use this. Write this down.
But I'm sure you guys will be fine. Love you both. Jesus, take the wheel. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers. 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 I think use that. Use that. And then throw in our Instagram.
Yeah, I'll print this out for you.
Yeah.
AB. What?
I'm going with Kevin's speech.
Do you really think that you can't use any of those?
No, I thought you were actually going to help me.
The Jesus take the wheel. I did look up ChatGPT and I asked them ChatGPT to write one by AI.
The only thing I got out of that was follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Yeah, follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. All right, well, I'll read you the one that AI wrote for you in 3 minutes. Calm down, Hannah. We got your back. It's the Brett Mega Show. We just got done doing some toasts and some speeches for Hannah. Hannah has to give a speech at her cousin's wedding. We still don't really know her role in the wedding, if she's maid of honor, if she's not, but she has to give a speech. We do know that. Mm-hmm. And some of it put all of it on blast.
Sorry about that.
You know, shout out on our Instagram. Some of us shouted out Star Wars. You didn't like any of that stuff, huh? Because myself, AB, and Kevin gave you speeches and you didn't like any of
those.
Yeah, we did.
Come
on. You guys are going to get me even more in the doghouse with those. I actually need help. This is not a joke.
Yeah, Hannah is freaking out. She does have to give this speech this weekend and has nothing because that's how Hannah does. She's like, I'm anxious about it, so I just keep putting it off, which is a classic Hannah move. And a classic move that someone who is anxious does. Like, I'll just procrastinate it. But eventually you're going to have to get up there with the microphone, Hannah. And we've seen you with the microphone every day. It's scary.
Yeah. Very, very scary.
But I actually typed it into ChatGPT, like just have AI write it. And maybe you can use this. Okay. So this is what AI wrote. You gave me 3 facts about your cousin. What were those 3 facts? That's all I typed in. Those 3 facts and said, write a speech.
I've said that they've been together since middle school. They have a daughter together and that they've been through so many different eras with one another.
Okay. So it says, good evening. I think about bride's name and partner's name. What stands out most is their incredible journey, a love story that begins in most unexpected place, middle school. It's rare to find someone that is not only by your side through the highs and lows, but has grown through you with every stage of your life. From those early days of passing notes and stolen glances to becoming parents to their most beautiful daughter today, standing here as husband and wife, their love has been constant presence, evolving and deepening through every era. though they've been through so much together, first loves, first jobs, the challenges growing up, and the joy of raising their daughter, through every season, their bond has only strengthened. What I've always admired about the two of you is how you face each new chapter with the same dedication, the same love, the same unwavering commitment carried you through all these years. Your love story is one that reminds us all that it truly matters. Not just the big milestones, but the quiet moments. The way you look at each other, the way you support one another, the way you've built a life full of love and laughter for your family. Today is the beginning of your next chapter. I know whatever comes next, whether it's new adventures with your daughter or simply the day-to-day moments of life, you'll continue to face them all with the same grace, love, and strength that brought you to this moment. Cheers to the happy couple.
Wow.
That's
that
an
was
AI
written
wrote.
By a robot?
Yeah, it was written by a robot. That's what AI is. So
that robot is like in its feels.
Anyone from Hannah's family who's listening right now, if you rehear that speech this weekend, you know who wrote it.
Yeah, give me that piece of paper.
It's like, oh, I'm good, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's what AI wrote, just by the three things you typed in.
Gentle moments? Those were like very, I'm like tearing up.
You see? We just knocked out your speech for you. So that's one thing you don't have to do today.
I actually needed help.
But you could actually go with ABs if you want.
Yeah.
Maybe a little half and
the
half.
Roast. Thanks for spending the hour commercial free with us to kick off your weekend on the Brett Magus Show. We posted this video because we had Carly Rae Jepsen in studio and the video is up. AB's family dog. AB and the family dog just don't get along for whatever reason. Well, actually, I take that back. We found out today that Carly Rae Jepsen actually likes
apparently
AB.
It's not mutual.
Yeah, it's not mutual. Carly Rae had nothing but positive things to say. We had a dog communicator, an animal communicator, communicate with Carly Rae and find out like what her thoughts and her feelings are. And Carly Rae is cool with AB, but AB's not cool with Carly Rae.
Yep.
Well, this is awkward. Yeah. Really
so
awkward.
If you're curious what AB's dog looks like and the reaction, because you could see Carly Rae's reaction.
In studio.
You can see the in-studio reactions. Go to our Instagram to see the video and pictures of the dog communicator. Get more information about dog communication. If you want to talk to your dog and you want someone to communicate with your dog, go to our Instagram, Brett Magus Show. We can give you all the information there. You can comment on the video like, oh, I would like to have a dog communicator communicate with my dog. And just so you guys know, if you guys have lost a pet, she can communicate with pets who are from, beyond the grave and stuff like that, too. Mm. So if you want any information like that, just go to our Instagram, The Brett Magus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Brett, you're going to love this. Eminem dropped a major life update in his most recent music video. I'll share it for you at 8:35.
It's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Brett, I feel like this is going to be a personal celebration for you. Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade, who we all have grown up with, we all love her ourselves, is now expecting her own little one. And the pregnancy announcement was made in no other way but in Eminem's most recent music video. It's for his new song, Temporary. And in one scene of the music video, Eminem and Haley are sitting out on a set of chairs, like on a back porch, and she hands him this custom Detroit Lions jersey. And on the back of it, it's so cute. It says Grandpa. She also hands him an ultrasound pic. His face is priceless. His reaction was awesome. It's exactly what you think. We all know he loves his daughter so much. So now we're going to see Eminem in his grandpa era.
It's crazy to think that. Like,
yes, I know.
One of the like greatest rappers of all time is like a grandpa now. And like he's known for like taking shots at celebrities and nobody crosses Eminem and being so ruthless. But there's two things that are really heartfelt in that music video. One, him finding out he's going to be a grandpa and he's so emotional about it. But the whole song is a song that he wrote as if he died and him moving on and her being able to be okay without him. So it's this really heartfelt song and he has like home music videos played throughout that song.
Oh,
it's like so creative. And they're real home videos. And we get to see also her on her wedding day. And this guy, Ruthless Eminem, starts bawling when he sees his daughter on her wedding day. And they show that, too. So we get to see Eminem just crying like crazy on her wedding day and so emotional. And him crying when he finds out he's a grandpa. So, like, tough, badass Eminem's, like, such a softie.
But he's still so cool doing
so
it.
So cool.
Imagine if someone tries to cross his grandbaby. Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We'd get, like, six albums.
80-year-old Eminem coming to a rap battle.
Get off the lawn.
You messing with my grandkid.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time.
say. What the beep do we say on this show this week? We take a look back on Fridays, and Kevin pulls something that we actually said, and we say a lot of dumb things.
Very guilty of that.
Yep, and then Kevin beeps it out, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep.
How about we just celebrate my win, and the fact that I'm
yeah, I was just going to say, and the fact that Hannah is what?
Oh, boy, I don't even remember what I said here.
You don't?
No.
How do you not?
314-531.
I remember it now. I remember it now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure? 314-531-9898. When you think of Hannah, what is a word that pops in your head that you would use to describe her?
Oh, God. 40. Why are you doing this to
Text
me?
Text in so Hannah can read all of them.
Stop.
If you think of one word to describe Hannah, what would a beep and say be?
Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say this week? Or what the beep did Hannah say this week? So every single week on the Brett Mega Show, we take a clip that's actually something we said on the show. And you will never believe what Hannah said about herself this week.
How about we just celebrate my win and the fact that I'm
Yeah, I was just going to say, what fact did Hannah say about herself?
Oh, it's most definitely a fact. And you open up the psycho question to have people text in one word to describe me.
Okay, do people text in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what word would Hannah say about herself, or would you say about Hannah?
We got different texts. Loud, caring, passionate, driven. My mom texted in and said, brat.
Did your mom really text that in?
Yes. And then we did get a text on the text line from a listener, and I think it's accurate.
Is it Western?
It's Western.
How
Cassie,
about we just celebrate my win
and the fact that I'm Western.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we'll go out back, get on our horse, and celebrate our win.
With the night.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! When Hannah was asked to describe herself, she called herself Western.
Yeah. Guys. Mm-hmm. For one, I own cowboy boots. For two, let's
you got nothing.
Let's move on.
That's
yeah.
That's what the list ended. Right.
Wow. You say.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Let's have some fun on a Friday. A little Fun Fact Friday on the Brett Mega Show. What we do is Kevin, who is 3 weeks in a row winning,
the
fact champion. Kevin will give a fact. I will be the contender this week. I'll give a fact, and then we'll go around the room and we'll judge which fact you find more interesting, more mind blowing. These are fun facts you can repeat to your friends this weekend. Hannah, Alex, and AB are the judges. Kevin, do you want to go first or
yeah,
second?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to go
first.
All right,
champ,
go ahead. We celebrated homecoming week on the show last week, mm-hmm. but did you know this fact? The University of Missouri is credited with the first homecoming event.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
The NCAA gives Mizzou the credit when in 1911, Mizzou athletic director Chester Brewer invited alumni to come home for the annual game against the University of Kansas. This event drew over 10,000 alumni and fans for a full weekend of speeches, rallies, dances, a parade, and the game was the weekend's center point. The game ended in a 3-3 tie and was the final game of the season for both schools. By the way, Mizzou takes on Auburn on October 19th for this year's homecoming. Go Mizzou!
My sister will be there.
Pretty cool homecoming fact about Mizzou as AB wears a Kansas Jayhawks sweatshirt in the studio
right
and went to KU. And Alex, who is Indiana proud. Way to go, Kevin.
All right, rock, chalk, suck it.
What? Kevin!
Oh, man. He's really working the judges over here. I got a sports...
Suck it. Wow.
I got a sports fact for the girls who I know love it. But it's a catcher fact for Alex.
All
right. But we just started the Major League Baseball playoffs, so I thought this was really interesting. The last time a left-handed catcher played in a Major League game was in 1989. Alex, you were a catcher?
I was.
There are never left-handed catchers in baseball. Last one played in 1989 for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right, this one's easy for me this week.
Whatever.
Although both were sports.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really think that Brett's left-handed fact was that interesting because, like, everyone in my family's left-handed. So.
And they would never play catcher.
Never
how
catcher.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
wow.
a real thing.
So you should just vote for that for your family.
But I also have to pick Kev because
what?
I am going to the Mizzou homecoming.
No!
Yeah, good for you. Mm. Whatever.
I can't pick Kev because I can't pick anything to do with Mizzou.
Oh, so,
thank you.
Even though I hated Brett's fact.
I'd like to be known.
Yeah.
Alex, as a catcher yourself, isn't it interesting that there wasn't a left-handed catcher since since 1989?
Yeah. You know, Kev, I hate to do it, but Brett really did think deep into.
Are you kidding?
Coming up with a, you know, giving me a catcher fact. And though it's a fact that I knew, it may be something that a lot of people don't know. So,
well, Kevin also knew I was going to Mizzou homecoming, so he really thought. Okay, I got to bank on AB.
Yeah, but he didn't care about AB.
And then he told her to suck it, and the whole game went upside down.
Everybody has homecoming. Nobody has left-handed catchers. I'm going with Brett.
Boom! That's how you throw the guy out of three-game winning streak.
Sorry, Kev.
Now, that's a fact, Kevin. You're finally out of the fact champion.
Yeah, you can all suck it.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.